At the beginning of the show, we kind of set up some of the things that we're going to be talking about this afternoon. But it's Wednesday afternoon. It's time for SOTA Money Trends. And Chris Hebert, who is a mortgage lender and vice president of Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL for Money Trends. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. People are traveling this time of year. I've noticed and I've heard complaints about the car rental shortage. What is causing the car rental shortage in America?
Well, I think it could be contributed to what we've all experienced lately if you've gone and tried to purchase a vehicle is this chip shortage that's out there. So if you've tried to purchase a vehicle lately, there's limited cars on the lot when you go look at a vehicle, limited options. So a lot of the car manufacturers are just kind of posting their higher-end vehicles where they can make the most out of that, which is contributing to not having lower-end cars for the car rental companies contributing to higher rates.
Yeah, and so the rates are up as well.
Yes, car rental rates are up as well. Not as many cars are out there. And then another thing is used cars are actually more because dealers are paying a little bit more for used cars. So when the car rental companies go to purchase a vehicle, they're having to pay more for it. So it just all is going kind of hand in hand.
Yeah, it's amazing how there's always a ripple effect through the economy. When one thing happens, other things happen as well. And when it comes to rental cars, you know, we need them. When we travel, in many cases, we need them. I don't think I guess it depends on where you are, but you might be able to get away with doing Uber or Lyft in the city that you're going to, or take cabs as well. That's easy to do in New Orleans. And, you know, a lot of people come to New Orleans and they stay kind of in one place. There's some cities that you can do that in. But in other places, I still think it would be cheaper to get a rental car than to always Uber and Lyft or take a taxi everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, not everywhere you go, you have easy access to, you know, Uber or one of those services like that. A rental car definitely is the way to go. One of the things I've found over the last 2 years, my wife and I have used it several times, is Turo. It's like the Airbnb of car rental. So you're basically renting someone else's vehicle. And there is a slew of vehicles on the site in various pricing points. So you can actually find something there cheaper than what it would be at a Budget or Thrifty or Hertz or one of the rental car companies.
And how do you spell that, Chris?
It's T-U-R-O.
T-U-R-O. So it's kind of like a B&B for cars. It's really interesting.
Right.
I would never do it with my car because I don't want anybody in my car. But for some people, I guess that's a good way to make money on your car. I mean, obviously, they're making the car note by doing this, or if they have a car that's a vehicle that's paid off, they're making money on it. So that's another option.
Yes, it's another option. I think several of these people, they'll buy several cars and just have like a fleet that just exclusively use this service. And I mean, it's been great for us. We've used it about five or six times. I've never had any problems with it. They'll leave the car at the airport. You pick it up and you drop it right back off at the airport. It's really easy. It's very easy to use. It's all rented through their app. You can buy additional insurance to make sure you're protected through the app. It's really nice.
Now, this is available at airports, does it take long for them to get the vehicle to the airport?
No, it's actually the several times I've used it, it's waiting for me when I get there. So they park it in a spot. They let you know where it's parked. You get out of the airport, you go to the spot, you do their check-in process, and you drive off.
Now, okay, where do you check in?
So you actually check in through their app. So
okay.
when you find your vehicle, you have to do a few check-in steps. You know, you want to walk around the vehicle, make sure there's no damage to the vehicle, check the mileage, and you upload all these pictures to the app. And once that check-in process is done, you're free to take off in the car.
Where are the keys?
They usually leave them either in a magnet box on the side of the vehicle or in a lockbox.
And they would give you the information to get into the lockbox if that's the case.
Yes.
God, this is interesting information. I had never heard of this. And this is going to be something that I'm sure people will start to take advantage of. Turo, it's a way to rent somebody else's car. Somebody's purchased cars and they're renting them out, and it's kind of like an Airbnb for cars. Other than that, what is the solution for consumers to maybe help cut back on the price and shortage of rental cars?
I mean, hopefully things start to normalize in terms of getting chips for vehicles and more vehicles becoming more available, because that'll kind of normalize the fleet, because car rental companies, they buy cars from manufacturers at a premium, you know, at a lower cost than with a normal purchaser, because they're buying it in bulk. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they can get back to that, which if they have more cars in a fleet, then prices can then come down.
Very tough time for the economy right now, Chris. Tell us what your expectations are over, say, the next 3 months and then 6 months.
I think it's definitely going to get worse before it gets better.
Ouch.
The inflation data came out today, and inflation's higher than they were expecting. So I think we're in for another 3 months of bad times before things hopefully start to turn around.
All right, but can consumers do anything directly to fight inflation?
I mean, just watch your spending. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Is the inflation driven in the same way that gas prices are driven? I mean, if there's a high demand for gas, the price is going to be up. If people continue to drive at that same rate, the price is going to stay up. The only way it goes down is if people stop driving as much. Is that the same with inflation in general?
Yes, it is. We just got to kind of watch ourselves.
So if the price of bacon skyrockets and you continue to buy bacon, why are they going to drop the price?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Chris Hebert, mortgage lender and vice president at Metairie Bank, thank you for being with us on WWL.
Thank you.